Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX 1070. Today on the show, we're going to talk about some great ideas for Mother's Day, which is just around the corner, some floral ideas from Poppy's Floral Art, some always great, beautiful flowers they have. Tony Stewart, who is from Quail's Gate Winery, is going to talk about their 25th anniversary. Maybe you want to get some nice wine for Mom, or maybe take her up to their property and see what they have to offer. But joining us first is something everybody can get something out of. Karen Storstein's been on the phone or on the show before. She's a career coach, intuitive. Her company, Performance by Design, is here to bring out what is possible in us. And maybe at this stage in your life, maybe how to find your life's work, because sometimes we land into things and we don't know kind of how we got there. Is it really our life's passion? How are you, Karen?
I'm great. Good to talk to you, Patty. It's
good,
been a while.
I know. It's good to talk to you, too, because, you know, the last time when you were on the radio, you picked up something from my dad, and it was so exactly what my dad would say to me, and you have a real gift. And if you go onto Karen's website, you can see all the feedback from people that have found great comfort in what she has to say, but also your coaching ideas. And I see you're just phenomenal, and you have such a nice way about you.
Oh, thank you. Well, and vice versa. And I remember, and your listening audience probably knows your dad passed, but I remember feeling really wonderful things about him. And so like this, Patty, no wonder you turned out the way you did.
Thank you so much, Karen. That means a lot to me. You know, you have some points in some of the literature I saw that you sent, which is how to find your life's work, your life's passion, maybe. We start out in the beginning, and maybe we have that gut feeling like, oh, I'd like to be a dancer. I like to do this. And sometimes life or a parent, somebody maybe changes our mind. So do we need to go back to that if we're in a kind of a transition time?
Right, exactly. Yes, thank you for that. Because one of the things that I also do is psychotherapy, as you probably know. And I've got a corporate background for 25 years in management consulting. And so I look at it from all different directions. And you're exactly right, because a lot of times when people are in a transition and they're trying to figure out their life's work, it's about figuring out who they are and where they've been and where they're going. And so one of the questions that I always ask people is, you know, what did you really want to do when you grew up, when you were a little kid? What was that? And unfortunately, sometimes we get lost. Sometimes parents and you know, they're really sometimes looking out for the best for their children, and they'll inadvertently say, well, you know, you a singer, an actor, you can't do that. I mean, let's be realistic. Or, you know, I really love this family business. It's going so well. You should really be part of that. So a lot of the time, and even things that parents don't say, because we're really smart as children, and we behave in ways to gain continuous love and approval, and we grow in ways that gain continuous love and approval even into adulthood. And so sometimes we throw away those childhood dreams.
So you want to tap into that a little bit then again.
Yeah.
Kind of take yourself back to those early days. And what kind of made you skip a beat?
Are you asking the listeners? Or are you asking
I'm asking you. So you want to go back to those times or when you were young and you kind of thought about that and what your gut was telling you? Is that kind of a starting point?
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of times when people come to see me, or, you know, when I'm doing counseling on the phone, sometimes they actually know what they wanted to do or they want to do, but sometimes they just need validation. Like, is this crazy? And because they were taught that, you know, when they were taught to dismiss what they imagined for themselves. And so it's very safe to trust your imagination and what you wanted to do when you were a child. And, you know, one of the things that Einstein tells us is that imagination is the theater of coming attractions. And oftentimes when we're younger, we really do know what we're here to become. So, yes, so that's a really good question to ask people is, what was it that you wanted to be when you grew up?
And sometimes our background can influence. I know you were saying if your parents were alcoholics, maybe you want to be a counselor. So you maybe stumble into something because you were a helper always.
Right. And that's the other question I ask people to think about is, you know, what are your greatest wounds in life? Because, and people might say, well, gosh, what the heck does that have to do with anything? You know, I want to be motivated and pursue my passion. Yeah. But that's exactly true. And if you really look at what your greatest wounds are, oftentimes it's a wake up to our calling. And I feel fortunate in that my parents said that anything was possible and that I could follow my dream and that work was supposed to be fun. And so I feel fortunate in that when I was 14, I defined my life's purpose to help people uncover and express their divine spirit. And having said that, that's the good side. And the other side, you brought up the alcoholism. My mother, she was very bright, and actually she started in radio years ago in the 40s. They're both deceased. But she was an alcoholic. She drank every night, and she didn't live up to her potential as she got older. And so that really affected me, and I thought, wow, I really want to help people reach their potential, and if I can help do that, I'll help other people reach theirs. I had a president of a major financial organization, just as another example, and I asked him, and they're all about saving for retirement and teaching people how to do that, and I asked him, how did you get into this? And he said, well, when I was growing up, I was really poor. And my parents didn't have a savings for retirement. They weren't building for that. And so what I want to do is really teach people to save for retirement and make sure that they do that. Wow. Do you, Patty, can you resonate with this?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, though, that we all have stuff in our past. I think no one goes untouched in their lives with something. And if we can use it for the greater good, it doesn't have to define us or destroy us.
Exactly. Absolutely. In fact, it's, I think, oftentimes what it is that we're really here to learn. You know, sometimes our greatest pains, I mean, we typically learn through pain.
Yeah, that's
unfortunately.
True. I know. It sucks, doesn't it?
The research says that there's two ways we change. One is a vision for the future, and the other is through pain. And the research says that about 94% of the time what helps us change and learn is through pain. So it's a really good thing for people to think about.
Totally. And you can't save your kids or anybody from that pain, because it's stuff you just have to walk through in life, that we are all going to have challenges, and we have to soldier through them if we want to kind of find that passion in our life and enjoy our lives. And that's another thing you talk about is, I thought it was interesting, in a bookstore, when you go in, what kind of section are you drawn to? And I know I have a specific kind. What area of books do you go to, Karen?
Oh, that's neat, because I was reading about you. Like, I know you love dogs and animals and gardening and obviously real estate and radio. You know, it's so telling, because for me, and my mom was an avid reader, so was my father. They were just like these super smart, brilliant minds. But I was really attracted to spirituality and self-development and metaphysics. And everything that I read is nonfiction. And so that's still, when I go to, you know, when I Google and I go to the bookstore, that's still what I look at.
And I think for me, learning about people's lives, I always love biographies about someone's life. So I think this show is perfect, because I love hearing about other people's journeys through life.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Yeah, you're like really curious.
Absolutely. So other things we can do, hobbies. You know, a lot of times people don't have hobbies, and that's another area we could probably improve on, because they kind of help us through life. But if you have certain hobbies, maybe those can be directed towards something that you're meant to do as a career.
Right. I know. People often think, oh, well, it's a hobby. I mean, I'll never make any money at that. And I always think, well, if you love it, no matter what it is, why do you think that you wouldn't be able to make money at it? I mean, look at Mrs. Fields cookies. So yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't want to make your hobbies a money-making machine. And for me, it's kind of funny, because people will say, well, what do you like to do for fun? And I almost sound boring, because I'm not, but it's like, well, what I like to do for fun is what I like to do for work. It's all one and the same.
And it's that thing saying, too, that if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life, right? And I think a lot of people struggle with that, because they go, I'm not happy, and how do you find this? But it is possible, right, Karen, that It doesn't mean you quit your job today, but maybe you can find enjoyment even what you're doing today.
Absolutely you can, yes. And you know, like you said, too, if people don't want to, at this point, you know, change their job or change their career, to find something that is really fulfilling for them, even if they're not making money at it, is really important. But I just think, gosh, you know, why not? I mean, you're on planet Earth. Why wouldn't you pursue what it is that you really enjoy and where you find meaning, you know? I mean, that's what we're here to do, and to really add value, you know, to people's lives.
Absolutely.
And your own, you know?
Absolutely. If you have a question for Karen, 250-386-1161. I know you're a lot of help to a lot of people. When we come back, let's talk about some of those stories and people that you've helped. Back with Karen in 2 minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Oh my, you will leave Ohio because you come out here to see the Victoria Harbor Boat Show. You got to see all the fabulous vessels. You've got to see the yachts. You've got to see the inflatables. You've got to see all the equipment, meet the people, eat the food. We've got Greek food. We have Greek food down here, don't we? There's a really fabulous little Greek outlet here just as you're coming into the entrance area. We've got all kinds of things for you. We've got prizes for you. I'll go through the list of prizes when you get down here because you're going to like this. When you come down to the Victoria Harbor Boat Show right now, this is the 24th, by the way. I think we've been down here about 5 years in a row. And here's what you can win. You can fill out a ballot to win a C-Max Ocean 290 inflatable, two VIP flyboard lessons. That's that fabulous new ride that you can get, you know, that's like a jet ski, but it's a jet. You go straight up on this. Well, you get down here and check it out. They'll tell you all about it. Two one-day sails aboard the tall ship, the Pacific Grace, and a seven-night houseboat vacation in the Shuswaps. Now, 7 days in the Shuswaps, a boat that's going to handle 15 people, you can win that as well. So do come down and see us. We'd love to see you. And don't miss out because all the prizes are here. We got a kid zone. It's great for the family. You're going to love it. Till 5 o'clock this afternoon, 10 till 5 tomorrow. It's going to cost you $10 to get in, $8 for students and seniors.
Feel like walking today, Mom? Maybe tomorrow. My toe will be better then.
Foot pain. How would it affect your daily activities? Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain due to bunions and hammer toes. Dr. Cornwell specializes in making the foot function, feel, and look better. Get back your life, have great feet again, and do away with foot pain.
Why did I wait so long to find a treatment?
Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9350.
The best Mother's Day gifts come fresh out of the greenhouses at Marigold Nurseries. Island family owned and operated for 70 years. Save on specially priced strawberry hanging baskets, basket stuffers, and eat healthy garden strong Marigold grow and veggie six packs. Also, 5-liter ready-to-use Roundup Pump and Go kills the roots and gets rid of weeds. On Lockside Drive in Sanishton, in Duncan, and at MarigoldNurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours. Marigold Nurseries.
We are back with Karen Storstein, Performance by Design. She is executive coach, psychotherapist, intuitive. Maybe how to find your next act, your career, different ages, different stages. We all come to these points in our lives, whether it's the beginning or the middle. And Karen brings clarity to people and how to get to that point. Karen, how do you use your intuitive powers, the higher powers, to help people out, get that clarity?
Oh, that's such a great question. Well, sometimes people will just show up and they'll say, I have no clue what I'm supposed to do when I grow up, no matter what age they are. What do you get? And intuitively, and it's really interesting because sometimes I'll often get clues. If someone comes in to see me, whether it's on phone or in person, and they know, they have an idea of what they want to do, but they're just not telling me. Like I had a guy kind of say, I have no clue. And I said, well, that's interesting because I get that you want to be in the restaurant business in Southern California.
Can't lie to you. Wow.
And he said, how did you know that?
Oh,
and I said, you want to start your own business. And it's in Newport. And his eyes, he was just like, wow. And he said, that's exactly true.
That's
so
crazy.
He went ahead and did it. But sometimes I'll come up with stuff. And like this woman, I said, in 3 years, I see you writing books. And it was so interesting because I ran into her. I hadn't seen her for a while. And at the time that I gave her the intuitive read, she said, oh, you know, no, I'm not even a writer. And when I saw her 3 years later, she said, you're not going to believe this, but I actually have 3 books.
and you could believe it.
And I thought, well, yeah. But one thing, too, is that I believe that divine guidance really wants us to figure out. I think sometimes when people aren't clear, it's really about helping people figure out who they are and what their greatest strengths are. And sometimes people are really frustrated when they're in that place, and oftentimes this happens in midlife, where they just feel like they're in this cave and they just like, I don't know what it is. And there's value in figuring out how you best want to express yourself in your career, because it's based on who you are and what your purpose is, and perhaps even what you want to teach to the world.
And that feedback from someone like you, Karen, it helps to have someone to just be a sounding board, like that fellow you're talking about. He couldn't say that out loud. He needed someone to clarify that for him and to make it real.
Right. And the other thing is that, and with all of us, that a lot of our thoughts and behaviors are based on unconscious thoughts. And so a lot of the work that I do is help people understand what their unconscious belief system is, what their unconscious assumptions are, and why they're doing what they're doing. And when I can do that, it frees them up, because a lot of what keeps people, as you already know, in a place that they're in that they don't want to be is fear. So I really help people break through that and to really understand, you know, how they derive their belief systems. And it's traditionally based, of course, on our upbringing, like what were the beliefs of parents about work, about money. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
if parents hadn't worked for themselves, and that child wants to be an entrepreneur and becomes an adult and is afraid to be entrepreneurial, there's a reason for that.
And I think so much part of our, you know, it's not even just our career. I think we're our job is also to give back, like you were saying, that in whatever we're doing, whether we're teaching people or guiding them, mentoring them, there's a part of us that, you know, giving back, and that makes us feel better always about ourselves, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you're in the giving mode, you're really in the receiving mode, and that's really what it's about. And I think, you know, one of the things you were talking about developmental stages is that when we're younger, we tend to feel like, oh, okay, this is my time for achieving, and we're more externally driven, focused on mm-hmm. what we need to do to make others happy, or how we'll gain that recognition, or it's more about sort of the building phase, the money phase, and that's great, you know. But it's wonderful, because there's this huge area between, you know, 30 and even into our 60s, late 60s even, where that huge midlife phase where we're really trying to figure out, well, what is it that will really add meaning? I'm not as concerned about the money anymore. But how can I really give and utilize my greatest strength?
And it can absolutely be the best time in life. And we've got someone on the phone, actually, Terry, who wants to ask you a question, I think, about retirement. Hi, Terry. How are you?
You know, your guest just broached the subject I was bringing up. I retired 6 months ago.
Okay.
I mean, I just started a singing course that I purchased online, and it's not that I want to make money at it. It's something that I've always wanted to do, is have a better range. So I'm doing it. I encourage people who are retired and go, I don't know what to do, which I run into. Just do something that you want to do.
That's really neat. Isn't that, Karen, that someone, a passion like singing, and not to be judged or anything, just because he loves it.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, Terry, thank you for offering that. And I'll tell you, you should see my arm hairs. My whole body's like tingling. Like, good for you. And what a great way for you to express yourself. And you're really good at it, too.
Yeah, build a wheel. Make something. I don't care if you make it out of mud. Just do something different if you don't know what to do with your life when you're retired.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to look at the glass half full, too, don't we, Karen?
Okay.
That there's always things out there, and it's just within our realm. But we get caught up in this 9-to-5 world and what this reality looks like when you're working. And the other reality is always going around, but we're never quiet enough to sort of listen and know we can always find fun things to fill our time.
Right, and it really is about getting in tune with your soul and shutting off all that noise. And for the people who feel like, oh, but I have to work, for security, and I just have to work for my paycheck, and it doesn't matter what it is, I would really guide people to say, no, let's have a vision of if you were really, really doing your life's work and you were really following and in tune with your purpose, what would that life be? We don't need to be, that's the safest place for people to be, is in a place where they're using their greatest talents. And by the way, all of us have fear of failure, but if you just try something, to Terry's point, and let's say you don't like it, well, who cares? Then try something else. It doesn't mean that once you make a decision that you're stuck and you can't make another one.
That's so true. That's so true. And Terry, can you sing us a couple of lines? No, I won't put you on the spot like that. Terry, I think you've given us some great ideas here, and I think that people that may be feeling sorry for themselves or bored when they're retired, you've given them some ideas to fill their time.
Well, good.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye.
Good. And the other thing I wanted to add, too, on a very practical note, is because I've been on the corporate side and reorganized companies, I'm the one who also defines a lot of times what the jobs look like and what the knowledge, skills, and attributes need to be for the job. So for people who, need help not only in career counseling, or maybe it's just they're going through a tough transition in life, but also help with their resumes and how to interview for jobs, I know what the employers are going to ask for to have the answers. It's about, how to answer them correctly. So, and also based on really, what you're inspired to do, most importantly and authentically.
Karen, why don't you give everybody your information so if they want to get in touch with you about any of the many things that you do, they can contact you.
Oh, thank you for that. Well, they can go to my website. It's karensinsight.com. And that's Karen's, and then INSIGHT.com. And then my phone number is 303-506-6745. And I'm in Colorado, but it doesn't matter because I do work all around the world.
You sure
my
do.
Phone.
Yeah, you do lots and lots of stuff. And I know whenever I've had you on, people just love hearing from you. And you've given lots of great advice.
Thank you.
Yes. And if you want to know more about Karen, too, and you didn't get the number, contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. And Karen, let's have you on again maybe next month. And I know you have lots of different topics you cover. And I think with your intuitive powers, you cut through the stuff and get to people. So I appreciate you being on the show today.
I would love to do that, Patty. Thanks so much.
You're
and thank
great.
You for being such a wonderful host.
You betcha. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Tony Stewart from Quail's Gate Winery.
Air conditioning. You expect it in a compact car. It's standard in the Ford Focus, while most others charge extra. To prove it, we called them up. Sounds like they agree. Get more standard in the 2014 Focus with the features you expect, like air conditioning, and some you don't, like 160 horsepower engine. Finance with zero down starting at $85 bi-weekly at 0.99% APR for 84 months. Or own for $14,948. Get more in a Ford Focus. See paper for details.
So who's into Fairway Market Family Pack Savings? 1 week of savings by the case. You, sir, you look thirsty.
Very parched.
Buy a 24-pack of Aquafina water and get another one free.
Okay.
And you, did you get a gift for your mom for Mother's Day?
Not yet.
Get her this huge box of chicken breasts, just $25.99.
That's a bit weird.
And you, you're a student at UVic?
I am.
12 boxes of Kraft Dinner, just $8.99.
Yay, where can I find it?
Fairway Market, savings by the case. If you haven't shopped Fairway lately, you haven't shopped Fairway.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30. I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. Homicide investigators are probing a fatal blaze in Mission. 86-year-old William Philip Murphy was found dead after a fire tore through his mobile home. Police say forensic investigators determined that the fire may have been deliberately set. Officers are urging anyone with information about the incident to contact Mission RCMP. A day after the launch of a provincial election campaign, Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne is firing back at Prime Minister Harper over her proposal for an Ontario pension plan. Wynne says Harper is wrong in calling her plan a tax because it would be a way to set aside savings. The election was called yesterday after the opposition NDP and Tories said they had lost confidence in Wynne's minority government. Seven international military observers and five Ukrainian assistants have been released after being held for more than a week by pro-Russian militants in eastern Ukraine. Mark Etherington of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says despite a deteriorating security situation, his group is expanding its work in eastern Ukraine.
We believe that the requirement for dialogue is as strong as ever. The mission is in fact expanding its activities. We're at about 150 monitors on the ground now, and we'll go up to 500 within the next couple of months.
Etherington adds that he thinks there are others being held hostage in eastern Ukraine. Rescuers and volunteers have rushed to the site of a major landslide in northeastern Afghanistan, but their efforts are complicated by worries about more landslides. Officials aren't clear on how many people have been killed, but the United Nations says as many as 2,000 people are feared missing. A clerical error made shortly after her birth has forced a married mother of five living in Australia to return to the UK. Kim Walmsley was in the process of applying for a permanent visa when it was discovered the registrar's office mistakenly recorded her as a boy, even though her birth certificate has the correct female gender listed. This means Walmsley is technically male, meaning her wedding in 1991 was same-sex and therefore illegal at the time. Her MP has requested British Prime Minister David Cameron allow the change to be made on the official records to allow the family to get on with their lives. That's CFAX 1070 News to 1:32.
This May at the Roxy Theater, the spirit of the Mexican Fiesta hits Victoria with the Blue Bridge Repertory and Puente Theater's production of Cruel Tears or Lágrimas Crueles, a Tex-Mex musical based on Shakespeare's Othello. Come see what the Montreal Gazette described as the most exciting theatrical event ever to be staged in Canada. Watch as the talented multicultural cast brings this comic drama to life in a new and exciting musical extravaganza. Tickets at TicketRocket.org or by calling 590-6291.
Taking a look at weather now, cloudy for the rest of the afternoon and still a 40% chance of showers, winds picking up as well, and we've surpassed our high of 13, currently at 14 degrees downtown. For tonight, showers ending near midnight, then cloudy with lows to 10 degrees, and for your Sunday, more rain in the forecast and highs to 13 degrees. That's it for CFAX News. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's coming up on 1:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. I am Patty Mack. This is Lifestyle here every Saturday from 1 to 2 on CFAX 1070. This part of the show later on, we're going to be talking about flowers, and right now we're going to talk about wine and a very special anniversary for Quail's Gate Winery, their 25th anniversary. Joining me is Tony Stewart, President and CEO. How are you, Tony?
Oh, I'm great, Benny. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. And I enjoy your product very much, and congratulations on 25 years.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about it.
I bet. Now, you have some special wines and dinners and concerts coming up, but first of all, take us back to the history, because BC Wines have really made a name for themselves, and your family's been part of that. Give us a little history of your family and this industry, Tony.
Sure. Well, our history in the valley dates back to 1908, when our grandfather came here and started farming, and he didn't have any visions of winemaking at that point, and nor did my father, I think, initially. But in 61, my dad entered into the grape growing industry, and for the first 20 some odd years, we were involved in just growing grapes. And then my brother in 1989 decided to take us into the winemaking business.
And how much of a learning curve was that?
Yeah, it was a huge learning curve, and we're always still learning, because you know the old saying in the wine business is that it's really easy. It's just the first 200 years that are hard.
I didn't know that one. That's good. And I guess you have the perfect everything up there, though. The conditions are wonderful for wine.
Yeah, you know what? It was interesting listening to a famous winemaker from France, Michel Roland, was talking about the Okanagan, and he said, in all of the regions around the world, he's never been in a region as unique as the Okanagan.
And what makes it so? Because there's different qualities of soil, different hot zones like Soyuz compared to Kelowna. Like, which areas and what makes it different?
Yeah, well, I mean, for those not unfamiliar with it, I mean, without our lake, we wouldn't be growing grapes here to the extent that we are. It's just it's such a savior in the winter, making it a more moderate zone. But the summer is obviously very warm. The volcanic activity that occurred, you know, millions of years ago in this region that helped create soils with great minerals and unique, you know, drainage. So that's all contributed to the success. And even the, 10,000 years ago, the breakup of the Ice Age created unique pockets that formed further south from where we are.
And, of course, we're talking about Kelowna, but the whole area are so many wineries. And do you work in partnership for all the wine tours and events that happen? Are you friendly with other wineries?
Yeah, the industry is very much cooperative with one another, and the Okanagan wineries especially. You know, our success and our future success will be based on working together and maintaining at all times a common thrust towards educating people about the region and ensuring that people know that this is quite a unique and special place.
And you have a beautiful place there, and you also have a restaurant and you have a gift shop. And tell people a little bit about your property if they want to come up and sample it this summer.
Sure. I like to joke with our staff that what we're creating is Disneyland for adults. And Chef Roger Sleeman does a phenomenal job with food from British Columbia and the Valley. We try to attain about 95% Canadian content and mostly BC Okanagan in our food program. And that's what separates us from others. But really what we're about is an educational experience, so you can come and you can certainly enjoy the view, take in an educational component in the vineyard and the winery, but also learn about sensory experiences such as trying wines paired with local, West Coast shellfish. We're a member of Oceanwise, so we practice sustainability in our food program.
That's great. It's good. I mean, everybody wants that now, right? Everybody is really concerned with eating local and making sure we're saving the oceans. So it's good that you've incorporated all those practices at your winery.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I was told when we got in, and by no means do we have any restaurant experience, and that was a huge learning curve, but I was told there's no way that you're going to be able to single source your beef in the market that we have. And Chef Sleeman was able to do that, and we get all our beef from Cache Creek Ranch. Oh. It's all free range, and it's an exciting addition to our program.
I bet. And tell everybody about your 20th anniversary. You've got a bunch of different events coming up for that.
Sure, yeah. We've got some special wines that we're releasing that will be available exclusively at the wine shop. We have a wine that those in the know can follow. It's going to be, we'll just say it's the Boz for now. And it's dedicated to my mother's family. And it'll be a Syrah that's coming out, a very limited production. We also have a great concert in September on the 13th. Which is going to feature a well-known artist and some surprises for those that are really into the music scene.
Wow. And that's in May?
That's September 13th is the concert.
September 13th, okay.
Yeah, and we'll be releasing the wines before that. But throughout the year, we're going to have barrel room dinners and some media events where we're bringing in people from across the country to try some of the wines that, put Quillsgate on the map back many years ago.
Sounds fantastic. When we come back, Tony, I want you to walk us through a little bit more about the grape growing process and the barrel room, because I think people don't know a lot about that, and I'm sure it's a very complicated process and very dependent on the weather. Back in 2 minutes.
In Victoria, we love our active lifestyle. From live music and theater to exciting local sports to special events to fundraisers and still more. So when you want to know all your activity options, listen for what's happening. We're everywhere around town in the CFAX Community Cruiser, letting you know who, what, when, where, and why. The CFAX Community Cruiser, it's all about our city's true spirit.
Watch for our 2013 Kia Soul from Graham Kia and CFAX 1070.
Well, my friends, listen, you can't do the Victoria Harbor Boat Show, and this being the 24th annual, unless you got sponsors who are involved in it. And boy, they got some great ones this year as well. Talking to Stephen Threadkill, he's with me. He's the manager of the boat show this year. Let's talk about these sponsors. These are some very high-profile people in the boating industry.
Well, they very much are, and I think that our primary sponsor, our platinum sponsor, which is Boating BC, are a tremendous supporter of ours. They used to be the BC Marine Trades Association. They're now Boating BC, and I think their tagline says it all. BC is better on a boat. And they have done a marvelous job of supporting this show. Their support has increased every year. And the other sponsors, of course, we have here is our the Greater Victoria Harbor Authority. They provide us with these facilities. They move all the vessels out of there so that we can rent them from them. And they provide us excellent service so that we can put on a first-class show. We also have the Inn at Laurel Point offering preferred rates to anybody who comes for a boat show weekend. And they're part of our prize draw as well, which, as you know, has been on your radio station.
Well, let me ask, the next question, though, is are you planning now for next year?
Absolutely. We've got our dates booked for next year. It's April 30th through May the 3rd, 2015.
We'll be here. Good to see you. Listen, and when you're down here, my friend, Steve and all the gang want you to know that there's some fabulous prizes available. A C-Max Ocean 290 inflatable, two VIP flyboard lessons. You're going to love that one. And two one-day sails aboard the tall ship, the Pacific Grace, and the seven-night houseboat vacation in the Shuswap for 15 people. Boy, I'll tell you, will you have fun on board that one. But do come down and see us. We're here till 5 o'clock this afternoon, the Victoria Harbor Boat Show, as well as tomorrow from 10 o'clock until 5. Don't miss out.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, I'm Matt McLeod with CFAX 1070, and here's what's happening around Victoria. The Pacific Institute of Sports Excellence 5th Annual Family Sports and Recreation Festival is happening today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This free event is your pre-summer destination for introducing kids to new opportunities at the club and community level, and for parents to learn more about how to keep your kids engaged in healthy activities throughout the summer. To learn more, visit PISEworld.com. On Saturday, May 10th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Thrifty Foods Broadmead location is getting ready for golf season and is throwing a tea party. They will have a putting green set up with tons of prizes to be won, chances to win playing lessons or one-on-one lessons with golf pros, and a barbecue by donation, plus much, much more. You can always find out more about what's happening around Victoria on our website at cfax1070.com. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Markets, fresher and tastier than ever.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
The weekend sports recap from local to pro, The Red Zone with Kyle, John, and TJ. Sunday nights at 8 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. If you ever have any questions for me or want to know more about my guests, you can contact me at lifestylepattymack.com. Joining me on the phone today is Tony Stewart, President, CEO of Quail's Gate Winery. They are celebrating their 25th anniversary. And Tony, we're talking about the growing of the grapes, and I've been to a few events and talking about the different years and how the grapes perform. Tell us a little bit about your season. How long are the grapes on the vine, and when do you pick them, and how long would they be until they become wine?
Well, we have a very short season in the Okanagan, and a lot of people around the world are surprised by that. But what it simply is that we have very long days, and so while we bloom much later than other regions, we have long days, and by late September, early October, we begin harvesting, and we... from those harvests, then our whites are released usually about March or April, and the reds usually a couple years before they're going to be out on the market, maybe longer depending on the style of wine that the winemaker's going for.
And so how many kinds of wines do you put out, Tony?
Well, we make 13 different wines, over time we're trying to streamline that a little bit because our focus is Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, and that is where we have been growing as a company. We feel that those two varieties do exceptionally well on the sites that we have here in West Kelowna. And it doesn't mean that we can't make great Riesling and other great products, Merlot and Pinot Gris, but our focus is on those two Burgundian varieties.
Now, here's my big wine thing, oaked or unoaked? The Chardonnay.
Yes. Well, we try to do a little bit of both. We have two different styles of Chardonnay, one which is a little has a little bit of oak, but not too much to keep a little bit of that fresh fruit character. But there's people out there that certainly like the fuller style Chardonnays, and our reserve Chardonnay is made in that style.
Excellent. Now, people want to get a hold of you. Tony, can you give us some information? Because I know you have a great website.
Sure, yeah, quillsgate.com, and that will give you all the details of upcoming events. As I mentioned, the 13th of September is our big do, and the artist is going to be Royal Wood, who was a 2008 Songwriter of the Year. And we've got a bunch of dinners around that event. So we'll keep you posted there, or you can call the winery directly. And that's 1-800-420-9463.
Sounds great. Now, just give us one suggestion or two if you're having a dinner tonight. What kind of wine can they pick up, which is one of your favorites if you're having a barbecue tonight?
Well, I would look for the Quillsgate 2011 Merlot, which you should be able to find in most retail outlets, or for white wine drinkers, the 2012 Chardonnay from Quillsgate, both of which have plenty of mouthfeel and lots of flavor and should impress your friends.
Wow. Well, congratulations on 25 years, and your dad was a smart man to start this all.
Thank you so much, Patty. I really appreciate it.
Great talking to you, Tony. Have a good day.
Okay, have a great afternoon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Now we're going to switch gears. I mean, talk about two favorite things. We're going from wine to flowers. I mean, I guess we better have chocolates on next. Joining me is Andrea Walker from Poppy's Floral Art. How are you, Andrea?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Now, I know you're super busy because you've got brides coming in and looking at flowers. You've got Mother's Day. I mean, this is really kind of crunch time in the floral industry.
Yeah, it's the time of year for sure.
Absolutely. Now, with Mother's Day, if you look at your website, you have all kinds of great suggestions, and you kind of take it from a different angle with flowers. Like, you have West Coast designed, you have different ways you can approach buying flowers.
So, I'm really glad you noticed that, actually.
Yeah, it's really cool because I think, you know, what kind of mom do you have? You kind of want to think, is she practical? Does she want something that's going to keep growing? That's me. Does she like a certain color?
Mm-hmm. Well, when we were looking at with that website you were looking at, we're just constantly every day. I was spending about 2 hours already on it today because we try to do all the managing of the website ourselves, and it's a lot of work, to be honest. This whole website is not my original idea of what I thought I was going to do in the way of design. I'm more the floral designer.
Well, it's great. It's really nice because it really takes... It's like artwork itself, and it takes the guesswork out when you can see those great designs and know, oh, okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, when we were looking at other websites, we noticed that mostly people were always going to a shop by occasion, so they would have birthday flowers, anniversary flowers, and that kind of thing. And we really wanted people to not just think about what the occasion was, but what kinds of design style we were using.
And what kind of feeling it evokes in people.
That's right. And we're just still working on it, but the idea was, for example, with the West Coast, is to sort of give a more organic and earthy feel to those designs, you know?
Well, I totally got it, because I think it really depicts what a different people would want.
Yeah, so even for Mother's Day, we have one of our featured items is called Mother Nature. And it's got a birch bark vase, and all the flowers are all in whites and greens, and it's beautiful. It's really, really nice, and I think it's going to be a popular one for the holiday next week.
And what one are you? Have people already put their orders in, or is it too late?
Oh, it's starting, but we're a little slow getting our items on the website. I'll be working it all. I'll be working on it all weekend because we just had Easter.
Oh my gosh! Of course,
and we had Administrative Professionals Week is another big flower holiday. It's really awesome because so many people are acknowledging hardworking staff these days, and we were really busy that week with items going out for flowers. So, you know, with Easter and then Administrative Professionals Week right after that, and now we're right into Mother's Day. So it's been a busy couple of weeks, and of course the brides, like you said, are starting to knock on the doors and asking about flowers for their upcoming July, August, September weddings. So
I'm not just asking, panicky and crazed, right?
Well, it's pretty funny. A lot of the brides are very organized. I'm so impressed with how organized they are. They've been on Pinterest. They have a real clear understanding of what, you know, things are available.
Military precision.
It's awesome.
I know, because I watch all those shows. You know, I've been married a billion years, but I watch these shows, you know, the dresses and the weddings and the comparing of weddings. And, yeah, it's amazing. It's really changed a lot.
It has. And, I mean, some people have big budgets, some people have small budgets, but really the flowers are like the final touch that can really, really add a lot of beauty to the photos. And it's really important.
Absolutely. Now, seasonal flowers, if you don't want to get a bouquet that's made up already, what kind of flowers do you have that you could put together something for yourself and put your own vase?
For Mother's Day?
For Mother's Day, you have seasonal flowers you can just pick up?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of, the coolers are going to be jam-packed full. The tulips are all still here, of course. People don't realize, but tulip season starts in late November and goes all the way to the end of May.
Wow.
So, I know, it's a big one. And we'll have, there's so many things coming in. We'll have Gerber daisies and roses and viburnum and lilac and stock. And
now, which lasts a long, Gerber daisies last a long time, don't they?
They tend to last really well. The big thing with Gerber daisies, they're really sensitive to bacteria growth in the water. So if you change the water regularly, then you'd be amazed at how much longer they'll last.
Excellent. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about the care of your flowers in this Mother's Day season.
Does Zoocasa allow you to choose a real estate agent based on what matters to you? Yes. In fact, it's easier than finding a yoga mat in Yale Town. With preferred agents from leading brands, you choose the agent you like. And we think you'll agree the whole experience runs like clockwork. Just like the ferry out of Horseshoe Bay. Okay, who did that? And there go my French fries. Zoocasa.com. Real easy real estate. Zoocasa is a licensed brokerage and a Rogers Communications Company.
Till 5 o'clock this afternoon, and then from 10 tomorrow morning until 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on the Sunday, and that'll be your last day that you can get in on the Victoria Harbor Boat Show. Look, this is a fabulous show, great displays, great yachts, all kinds of technology for your boating, things that you never even dreamed of, and it's all available for you right now, so do come down and see us. We would love to see you. Bring the whole family down, lots of great prizes and all, but once again, I will remind you that we go until 5 o'clock this afternoon, and then from 10 o'clock until 5 tomorrow. Lots of great food. Check in with the guys who've got the Greek food outlet here. There's all kinds of great things for you to see and people to talk to, and you're going to love it. We'll see you at the Victoria Harbor Boat Show, hosted by the British Columbia Yacht Brokers Association. Have yourself a great day.
The Source is the place for I Want That. When you said, I want that 60-inch HDTV because, hello, it's bigger than the 55-inch one I have now, who had it? The Source. And when you said, I want it today, but I don't want to pay for a while, who let you do that? The Source. You want it, we've got it. Get the Source credit card today and get 10% off cool tech with no interest or payments for up to 12 months. The Source. I want that. OAC at participating locations. Minimum purchase and conditions apply. See store for details.
We are talking to Andrea Posno-Walker from Poppy's Floral Art. And Mother's Day flowers, if we want to put together an arrangement, we can buy some flowers from you. What kind of vessels do you use, and how do you judge what kind of thing you need for your flowers, the height and the width?
Oh, well, it depends on how you're using them, of course. So if you're wanting something that's tall, like we have such a fabulous selection of glassware. We have cylinders and square vases and tall rectangular vases. And you can choose from probably about 30 different kinds of vases that are in the store any day of the week. So there's lots and lots. And we just usually pick the vase based on where it's going to sit. If you want something low for a coffee table, we're not going to suggest the same thing for a kitchen island, right, necessarily. So it really depends on the individual and how big they want their bouquet, too.
And you can add different things, too, right, from your garden if you have any twigs or, I mean, you don't really have to be creative. You can be a little silly and just find things in your garden and just see if it looks okay.
Absolutely. It's just fun, right? So if you've got a garden full of stuff, then bring it in and try and make your own flower designs. I totally encourage that. I mean, that's how we all start as kids too, right?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. And you're talking about lilacs, and, you know, they don't last that long, but, you know, you just put them in a vase and watch them flump, but they smell so pretty. And
they're beautiful.
They're beautiful, right? You don't have to do anything with them.
No.
And you do have to cut the ends, though, don't you? Is that part of it, like the way you cut them on an angle? Is that the way the water is absorbed?
On lilacs or
on flowers?
Well, one of the misconceptions of flowers and cutting them is that you have to always cut them on an angle because they won't be able to drink if they're cut on a straight cut.
Yeah.
But you can cut them on a straight cut. You just don't want to have them down right at the bottom of the vase then. It's better to cut it on an angle because then even if the stems reach the very bottom of the vase, they're not going to suction cup themselves to the bottom.
Ah, right. That
so
makes sense.
By angle cutting, it avoids that. Plus, it increases the surface area for the flowers to go up. So even if you just want to use a pair of snips or a pair and do them all at once, like if you lift your whole bouquet out and snip them all at once and stick them back in clean water every few days, your flowers are going to last a lot longer. You don't have to cut them all individually on an angle.
Oh,
just recutting them, getting rid of that little bit of bacteria that might be growing at the very ends, you know, makes a big difference. Clean water is the key for sure.
And houseplants, I know you sell plants there. This time of year, with more sun coming in, do you want them closer to the window, away from the window, watering more or less? What is the protocol for that?
Well, it's funny because at this time of year, people seem to turn their attention outside. So, you know, they're not going to be looking for the blooming plants so much in the house like they do normally through the winter months. Because, I mean, the winter months, there's nothing in the garden, right? But
yeah.
In this time of year, it's lovely out. People want to go spend their time in the garden. And that's not really what we sell here. We sell indoor plants only. So we do, but we have such a fabulous selection of the Phalaenopsis orchids. They're a long-blooming plant, so they'll last in bloom for months. And so they're a plant that you can have indoors all year round. And at this time of year, they're in abundance, they're reasonably priced, and they're beautiful. We have tons of them right now getting ready for next week.
And do those grow again?
They can. Oh, yeah. I take a lot of the resting orchids home, and if you put them in a sunny window where they're going to get, you know, good late afternoon sun on them or early morning sun on them, you'd be amazed. They will come back into bloom. They only bloom once a year, so they will go through a period of time where they're going to, what they call rest. Resting orchids are just when they have the leaves and there's no flowers. But they will come back into bloom, and it's amazing. You get this sense of accomplishment like it was all about you.
I know. And people love them, and the prices have gone down so much. And I saw on your website you have, I mean, that's another great idea for Mother's Day, right? A pretty flower.
And I mean,
but it's an orchid.
The orchids are great because flowers are beautiful. I love flowers, and it's such a treat to get flowers because it's absolutely something we don't get for ourselves very often.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a luxury thing, right? But the nice thing about the orchid plants is they do stay in bloom for over a longer period of time, and so you can enjoy them longer.
Yeah. And weddings, I was looking also on your site, and some of the traditional things are still there, like flowers at the end of the pews.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the corsages, some of the, you know, for the men have changed a little bit. What are they wearing now? Different colors?
Wow. The whole wedding industry is so influenced by websites and Pinterest and whatever seems to be trending online is what the girls are coming in and asking for. So, there was a day when we would have to sit there and have to draw out from our brides, okay, so let's think about what kind of person are you, and do you like this, and do you like that? But nowadays, they come in, they've been on Pinterest, they know exactly what they want.
So it's easier in a way for you.
It's easier in a way, and I mean, as long as we can realize their vision with them and sort of make sure that we're hitting their budget budget, because that's another huge factor. Often you see stuff online, they come in, they have no idea what it's going to cost. You know, as long as we're reaching their goal as far as what they want to spend, we're giving them a look that they love, then they're going to be happy, and that's our goal, right?
That's perfect. And we got to go right now, but as also grad, I have a son grading this year, and it's important to make sure you take care of your date and yourself and make sure you have some nice flowers
yes.
for that as well, right?
We've got some beautiful new little wristlet bands that are Aww. Lace. They're made from like little pieces of lace. There's black ones and white ones. They're beautiful. I can't wait to put flowers on those.
Excellent. Okay, well, I'll be coming to see you. And
good.
Tell people how to get a hold of you.
Oh, we can come to our, you can go to our Facebook page, which is on Facebook just under Poppy's Floral Art, or you can come to our website, poppiesfloralart.com, and you can always call us at the shop, 250-383-0743.
Perfect. Thanks so much for being on the show today,
thank
Andrea.
Thank you.
Don't
Kate.
Work too hard. And thank
do.
You, TJ, as always. If you want to get a hold of me for Radio Real Estate, it's lifestylewithpattymack.com. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.